शालकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रष्टाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय हरे कृष्ण सो दिस मॉर्निंग वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 3 लिबरेशन फ्रॉम द इल्यूजरी एनर्जी टेक्स्ट नंबर 29 राइट एवं कृष्णात्मा नाथेषु मनुष्येषु च सौहृदं परिचर्या चोभयत्र महत्सु नृषु साधुषु एवं कृष्णात्मनाथेषु मनुष्येषु च सौहृदं परिचर्यां चोभयत्र महत्सु नृषु साधुषु एवं कृष्णात्मनाथेषु मनुष्येषु च सौहृदं परिचर्यां चोभयत्र महत्सु नृषु साधुषु एवं कृष्णात्मनाथेषु मनुष्येषु च सौहृदं परिचर्यां चोभयत्र महत्सु नृषु साधुषु एवं कृष्णात्मनाथेषु मनुष्येषु च सौहृदं परिचर्यां चोभयत्र महत्सु नृषु साधुषु एवं कृष्णात्मनाथेषु मनुष्येषु च सौहृदं परिचर्यां चोभयत्र महत्सु नृषु साधुषु एवं कृष्णात्मनाथेषु मनुष्येषु च सौहृदं परिचर्यां चोभयत्र महत्सु नृषु साधुषु माताजी एवं कृष्णात्मनाथेषु मनुष्येषु च सौहृदं परिचर्यां चोभयत्र Mahatsu Nrishu Sadhusu Evam Krishnatmana Teshu Manushe Hita Sahidam Paricharyam Chauvayatra Mahatsu Nrishu Sadhusu Evam Krishnatmana Teshu Sishu Chasavritam Paricharyam Chauvayatra Mahatsu Nrishu Sadhusu. Thank you. Evam, thus, Krishnatmanateshu, for those who take Lord Krishna as the Lord of their soul, manushyeshu, humans, cha, and sauhridam, friendship, paricharyam, service, cha, and uvayatra, render to both moving and non-moving creatures, or the land, or the Lord and his devotees. Mahatsu, especially to the pure devotees of the Lord. Nrishu, to human beings. Sadhusu, those who are free, those who are fixed in saintly behavior. I really don't see it. I'm getting old. I have to bring it to my nose. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada ki. One who desires his ultimate self-interest should cultivate friendship with those persons who have accepted Krishna as the Lord of their life. One should further develop an attitude for service toward all living entities. One should especially try to help those in the human form of life, and among them, especially those who accept the principles of religious behavior. Among religious persons, one should especially render service to the pure devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Okay, we can repeat this. One who desires his ultimate self-interest should cultivate friendship with those persons who have accepted Krishna as the Lord of their life. One should further develop an attitude of service toward all living beings. One should especially try to help those in the human form of life, and among them, especially those who accept the principles of religious behavior. Among religious persons, one should especially render service to the pure devotees of the Personality of Godhead. Oh, thanks. Purport. According to Sri Vishwanath, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, the highest duty for devotees of the Supreme Lord is to establish friendship with those who have completely surrendered to Krishna and who have thus achieved Sharanagati, shelter at the Lord's lotus feet. One should render service to both the Lord and his devotees, since the Lord is more pleased by sincere service rendered to his pure devotees. Okay, let me read this one more time. One should render service to both the Lord and his devotees, since the Lord is more pleased by service sincere service rendered to his pure devotees. One should not only officially offer respect to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his devotees, and his worshipful paraphernalia, but should actually render service to the representative of the Lord, who are known as Mahabhagavatars. Hare Krishna. It's so annoying having glasses and reading and taking off and using it again. And it's not so easy. I wonder how some devotees, you know, always have the glasses. I'm just having new experience. I do have glasses of my own, but I have no habit of carrying it always. It's nice. This is the notice from the superintendent of death. It's a warrant. Okay, be prepared. So this is Antariksha Prabhu, Maharaj, Yogi. He's one of the Navayogendra, right? So we call him Maharaj or Swami or... yeah, Navayogendra, but... yeah. In our books, whoever the king is, we call Maharaj, right? Yudhishthira Maharaj, Parikshit Maharaj, Ambarish Maharaj, and this Maharaj, all of them are Maharaj. And in our movement, all the sannyasis are considered Maharaj, and we call, addressed as Maharaj. So who is Maharaj and who is, okay, who is renunciate and who is the royal order? We can differentiate here. But all of them are Maharaj. Renounce order of life. The sannyasis are Maharaj. Well, if you think this term, well, not to think of it. yeah, that is, you know, Raja, Maharaj. Raj comes from Raj, you know, it's more of passion. And Maha is great. And it's proper for kings who are most of the time more peasant, and that's how they have to run the kingdom. So they are Maharaj, great passion. But sannyasis are called Maharaj with a different point of view, because Maharaj means they are king of kings because they have subdued their senses. Yeah, therefore they are Maharaj, not because they are in mode of passion. So, one of the Maharaj from Navayogendra is Antariksha, right? So he's speaking now. According to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who commented in this verse, and emphasize the point of sauhridam, friendship. And a few slokas earlier also, this point was brought. In text 23rd, dayam maitrim prashrayam cha bhute shraddha yathochitam. Compassion to the living entities, and friendship and reverence. Yathochita means as it applied. So here, evam, the word evam referring to the previous sloka. Yesterday we heard the long purport and the sloka where it's described shravanam kirtanam dhyanam and so on. Yeah. Shravanam kirtanam dhyanam. Harir adhuta karmana, janma karma guna nam chatadarthe khila chashtitam. Yeah. So, those who are involved, engaged, completely engaged in the service of Lord, chanting, shravanam kirtanam dhyanam, hearing, chanting, meditating, and different service, and so on. So in this way, here, coming back to today's sloka, Krishnatmanathas are those devotees who have fully became Krishnatmanatha. That means they have accepted Krishna as the life of their Lord of their life. That means nobody else. Only Krishna and nothing else. Yeah. Mat prana natastu sa eva natara. Lord Chaitanya has said, He is my prananath. He is the Lord of my prana. He is the Lord of my life. Nobody else. Naparaha. Naparaha. Nobody else can be the Lord of my life. So devotees like that, who have accepted Krishna as the Lord of their life, unto those, one should offer respects. Manushya sauridham. Sauridham means friendship. One should make friendship. Friendship. Ani paricharyam cha ubhayatra. Ubhayatra means both to the, service to the Lord, service to the pure devotees who have totally surrendered. Saranagati. Totally surrendered. And have friendship and service, both things. And here, mahatsu, nrisu, sadhusu. Mahatsu, the great devotees, nrisu, common man, and sadhus, and the religious. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Shatiraj Khan once asked, how can I recognize a devotee? How can I recognize a devotee? Kemane chinibo. Find it. chinibo. Satyaraj bole Vaishnava chinibo kemane. Ke Vaishnava kahatara samanya lakshane. Satyaraj Prabhu. Satyaraj Khan. He inquired from Lord Chaitanya, Kemane Chinibo, Chinibo Kemane, how can I recognize that somebody is a Vaishnava? What is the symptom? Ke Vaishnava, who is a Vaishnava? Kaha tara samanya lakshana. Please tell me the simple symptom of a Vaishnava. So Lord Chaitanya has answered that. Prabhu ko he jara mukhe suni ek baar Krishna naam sei pujyo shrestha sabakar. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has declared, if you hear the holy name once from someone, if someone utters a holy name once, sei pujya, he is worshipable. He is a great person. He is a Vaishnava. Once. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has commented on that and said, a person who simply chants the holy name of Krishna once becomes perfect and should be regarded as a Vaishnava. And this is confirmed by Sri Rupa Goswami in the Upadeshamrita. Krishna iti yasya giritam manasadriyetam Dikshasti chet pranati vishcha bhajantamisham. If one just utters once the holy name from his mouth, Hare Krishna. So we should regard him, manasa adriyata, by, mentally we should respect him. Manasa adriyata, Krishneti yasya giri. If someone says Krishna, we should respect him. Mentally. Now not going bowing down to him because he said Krishna. And don't be so fanatic. But we should he chants holy name. Nice. Mentally we should offer respect to him. Manasa respect him. And then if somebody is initiated devotee and chanting his holy name, coming Mangalarti, chants 16 rounds. Dikshasti chet. He chants And also initiated Prantivisya. We should not hesitate to offer our pranam to him. Bhajantam isa. Because he is worshipping with faith. And he is initiated. He is chanting 16 rounds. So we should not hesitate to offer our pranam. And then, above that he said, Shushrushaya bhajana vigyamananyamanya nindadi sunya hridami psita sangalabhya. Well, you should offer your service, or you should serve that person who is, of course, he's initiated and chanting his rounds, but and then on top of that, bhajana vigya, he knows the science of bhajan. He knows the science of devotional service. And then, Ananya, he is totally surrendered to Krishna. He has nothing, nobody else for him. Yeah, it doesn't end there. And more, Ananya Nindadi Shunya, he has no time to criticize or praise anybody. No time. This is not his business. No criticizing. Ananya Nindadi Shunya, fully zero. Criticizing is totally zero. And that is the person we should always aspire to serve him. Ipsita Sangalabhya, and associate him. Sangalabhya. We should aspire to associate him and serve. That is Rupa Goswami, not me. Rupa Goswami said so. Krishna Yatiyasya Giritam. Wonderful. So we're talking about Sauhridam. Sauhridam is a great quality. Sauhridam, this word comes from Suhrit. You know Suhrit means? Any volunteer? Definition? Good heart. Yeah, good heart. Su means good, Hrit means heart. That means you make someone good heart, or you bring someone to your heart. Bring someone to your heart, that means you like him so much. You know, that's friendship. Sauhridam, that's a state of being similar heart or good-hearted. Good-hearted. State of being good-hearted is called Sauhridam. 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 Manushya is a Sauhridam. And so, the Madhyam Adhikari, by definition, we can see that Ishwari Tadadhineshu, the quality of Madhyam Adhikari is Ishwari Prema. He loves God, the Lord, Supreme Personality of God, and he loves and worships him. Not only that, he extends his friendship with devotees. Tadadhineshu Maitrim. Prema, Maitri, Kripa, Upeksha, right? Prema with the Lord. Maitri with the devotees. That adhineshu, the devotees who are under, you know, the devotees who have accepted the Lord of their life. And so, the Madhyam Adhikari, devotee, extends his friendship with those devotees. And Kripa, Kripa to whom? Valisheshu, people who are not so knowledgeable and do not know what to do exactly. So you be merciful to him, to them, and give them Krishna. Yeah, give them Krishna and Krishna's holy name. Valisheshu. Dushatruja, and then those who are envious, just avoid them. So this is the quality of Madhyam Adhikari. When Prahlad Maharaj was instructing his classmates, he glorified, described the qualities of the Lord, how merciful he is. And he will not consider that because you are the sons of demons and he will neglect you. No, he is so merciful. You know, so you can all become devotees, you know, like me. Prahlad said, not me. Prahlad said, you become devotees like me, and Krishna will accept you all. Tasmat, therefore, he said, Tasmat, sarveshu bhuteshu dayam kuruta sahuridam. Therefore, you become kind to every living entity. Because demons are, you know, just, their nature is to just harass and find your own enjoyment somehow or other. So Prahlad Maharaj is warning them. Tasmat, sarveshu bhuteshu. Every living being is the candidate of your mercy, your friendship. Dayam kuruta sahuridam. You be compassionate to them and extend your friendship with every living entity. And because if you develop this quality, the Lord will be pleased with you. Yaya tushyat adhokshajaha. Lord will be pleased. And this is very unique quality that Krishna is looking for. If we are sahuridam, if we are developing this quality of sahuridam or not. Lakshmi Devi, when she appeared from the churning of the ocean, she is looking this quality to people, because you know, she is a young lady, you know, just appeared, and you know, there are demons and the demigod, they are standing side by side. And they are supposed to share these things, whatever comes from the ocean and out of churning. But it just happens that something is taken by somebody and another thing is taken by somebody. But this extraordinary lady appeared. Okay, now it is up to her who she is going to choose. It's up to her. So they are all, you know, decorated nicely and then stood up. Ah, she is going to offer garland to me. Okay, she is already having the garland. She is going to choose someone. Of course, she is Lakshmi. She is going to choose Lord Vishnu. But they are all looking, yes. I'm here. You know? But Lakshmi Devi, while she is walking through the crowd, she is analyzing. Somebody may be religious. Somebody may, what do you say? Dharma kvachi tatrana bhuta sauridam. Somebody may be religious, just for show only, but does not have the sauridam with the living entities. Srila Prabhupada comments on that sloka, that today's so-called religion in the world, they are just for show only. They have no compassion to the living entity, no sauridam. They make so much big name and then they are killing innocent animal. So where is the sauridam? What kind of dharma it is? Dharma kvachi tatrana bhuta sauridam. Somebody may be religious for sake of being religious. But he does not have the quality of sauridam. Otherwise, why he had to kill this innocent animals? If he is religious, then he should get the realization that these animals also, they are the candidates of my compassion. So, somebody may be religious, doesn't mean that he is very kind to everybody. Somebody may be rude too. He may be religious, but he may be rude to you. He may. Anyway. And second point she is saying, Tyaga kachit tatrana mukti karana. She is going through, she is analyzing, this is religious maybe, but he is envious. He's no friendship. No compassion. And then somebody is very, very renounced. Somebody may be very renounced, but his renunciation is not for the intention of liberation. Renunciation just for show. Yes, I'm so renounced. I have saffron clothes on my body, but you offer all money to me. Whatever you earn, you must give me. Yeah. Renounce means he should be prepared to go, you know, achieve liberation. He should be aiming to that. But I'm renounced. I am sannyasi. I am renounced order of life. I am here, and I control all this place. If you earn any money, give to me. Tyaga kvachit, renounce, maybe, but no mukti karanam. It's not, his renunciation is not cause of liberation. Hare Krishna. Sorry to say that. But you can find this thing happening in the movement. And outside also. And many other points. I'll continue with the Sauridham. Sauridham. Yeah, the Lord was so pleased with the prachetas. You know, Lord Shiva gave them nice mantra to chant, and they went to the... Where they went? Yeah, somewhere in the water. They stood for so many years and chanted. Krishna was so pleased. Not because they chanted. Of course, yeah, they chanted. It is considered devotional service. They chanted the Lord's holy name. But above that, they had friendship among them. Prachitas, how many? 10 of them, right? 10 of them. 10 brothers together, they never had any difference in their ideas. So Krishna said, when Lord Vishnu appeared in front of them, he said, you are, even though you are different individuals, but your heart is always the same. And, you know, you, I think it's the same quality also in Pandavas. They are in, you know, the 5 Pandavas, of course you can see, they are from 2 different mothers. But their friendship is so deep that they never had different idea. They all, you know, seems like a one soul, you know, in them. 5 different people. And they never had arguments. They never had different ideas. Therefore Krishna was pleased with them. And one may say Krishna was pleased with them because Krishna, you know, they were his relatives. Yeah. His relatives. And we keep friendship with our relatives. Yeah. Yeah, that's possible. But my prachitas are not Krishna's relatives, but he was pleased. So Krishna is looking for that, this quality, Sauhridam. As much as you extend your quality of Sauhridam, then Krishna is pleased with that. I'll get to that shloka. Sauhridam. My phone is so good. As soon as I type the word, I get the bit. Sauhridam. Okay, here you go. Okay. Yena smarati sandhyayam yushman anudiram naraha tasya bratrishu atmasamyam tatha bhuteshu shaurita. Is it there? Anyway, we continue. This is 439. The Lord continued. Well, we have been saying many things here. Those who remember you every evening, those who remember you every evening of every day will become friendly with their brothers and with all their living, other living entities, all other living entities. So this is a blessing Krishna has given because they have friendship. And one, whoever remembers them every evening, Sandhyaya means morning also. It doesn't have to be evening. You know, morning you have more time to think of these things. Evening, busy with dinner and and go to sleep. You can think of in the morning. Yona smarati sandhyayam. Sandhya is morning, is also sandhya. Noontime is also sandhya because there's a conjunction of two, you know, a part of the day. So whoever remembers them, prachetas, you know, We don't hear them so much, you know, but they have such a nice glory, such a nice character. Those who remember you every evening of every day will become friendly with their brothers and with all other living entities. Isn't it nice? Some years ago when I was living here, and I developed a desire to learn this Rudra Gita, because these Prachitas have chanted Rudra Gita, Lord Shiva has instructed them. And I thought, I should learn too. What a great loss. You learn, you gain. So I spent a few days, maybe for 34 or 35 mantras, I learned. At that time, I got a call from my brother, just before that. My brother, and there are two brother, elder brothers, and I mentioned that the night before. They got married, and they were the one who in charge of the family. And one brother said, okay, the elder brother is doing this and this and this, don't talk to him. And other brother said, you know, he called, he said, you know, they are doing this to me, and don't talk to them. Don't talk to them. And my conclusion was, see, Pandavas were five brothers, and they always cooperated each other, and Krishna was pleased, and they had the full blessing of Krishna, and they are so great devotees. And do you think separating ourselves and not talking to each other, making envious, you know, developing enviousness among us, the Lord will be happy? Our Father will be happy? Better you cooperate. Better you cooperate, otherwise I will not talk to you. And they were hoping me so much because I'm here and I'm sending money, right? So they have to cooperate. They have to cooperate. You know. Now, of course, I gave them some money and then, you know, just to make them cooperate. Cooperate, and, you know. So, you know, meantime I learned this prayer. And I said, that's Krishna's blessing. I learned the prayer and I developed the, you know, cooperation and friendship with my brothers there. You know? They're cooperating. Nice. So it's wonderful. You know? You can also learn and you can cooperate with your family and cooperate, you know, extend your friendship. and something else. Okay, so... what I was saying. So Sauhridam, when you make friendship with people, many times you can see that we have some inner selfishness in this friendship, right? Krishna points out that, you know, in Bhagavatam. Bhajanto na bhajanti eka, you know, somebody is being friend to you because he has something to gain from you. You know, and we always think that because we are friends, so we can always help each other. There is selfishness there. And there is another kind of sahuridam, there is another kind of friendship where there is no expectation. And Krishna gives an example. You know, the normal friendship is always with the selfishness. If there is no selfishness, you know, I'm your friend and you're my friend, but if I don't fulfill your desire or if I don't help you, then okay, bye-bye. I won't be your friend anymore because you don't help me. But Krishna gives another example. The parents and children. Parents have nothing to gain from their children, but still they have the friendship and then they care of them. And especially in America, the children grow up and go away. Yeah. They don't stay with you to serve them. You know, my old parents are getting old, I should serve. Nobody thinks of it. Ever. Right? Run away. Okay, and then maybe Father's Day or Mother's Day comes and say, hello mom, hello Bob, dad. Okay, that's it. They don't, because it's not in the culture. They don't get that I should work, you know, I should serve my older parents. old parents, aged parents. But anyway, the parents always care of them. You know, there could be some little desire that my child, in India, we think like that. They think. They think that my child, when he grows up, he will take care of me. There is also something. But even if he doesn't take care, they still extend their friendship, they extend their care and love. And Krishna says, Krishna points out that three different kind of people in this category. One is after these two examples, he said, if someone is loving you and making friendship to you, the other person is not really interested, then what do you think of it? What do you think of it? Or maybe that person is Atmaram. He is self-satisfied and he doesn't need your care, he doesn't need your friendship. That is Atmaram. And other one is Aptakam. He has nothing to gain from you, therefore he doesn't extend friendship to you. And third person is ungrateful. Ungrateful. And envious of seniors. Gurudruha. Ungrateful means that there is a friendship, but you don't recognize it. Gurudruha is that the parents have given you so much care and love, but you don't recognize it, and you simply go away. That's Gurudruha. Yeah. So anyway, the point is, Krishna is pleased with this quality, and we must develop this quality. This is also the quality of Madhyama Adhikari. And once we have that quality, and we can imagine maybe we are Madhyama Adhikari now. So anyway, we are Madhyama or Kanishta. A Kanishta is one who simply worships the deity and doesn't consider anybody else. Yeah? You know, I'm in love with deities, and who is in the temple room, I don't care. That's Kanishta. So that Krishna is not pleased with that. Krishna is pleased when we extend our friendship with his devotees. And good to know. Madhyama Adhikari, he has also another qualities like kripa, compassion to the innocent. Yeah. Narada Muni extends his compassion to Haryashvas. Yeah. Haryashvas are the sons of Daksha Prajapati. They went to do what? They went to do what? Austerity, my God, so many years. And then they were coming back. Because their father said, oh, you go do some tapasya for some years and you come back, I will find a good girl for you to get married. So they were coming back. Okay, it's the time to go home. So we'll have fun time getting married. So as soon as they were returning, Narada Muni found them. You know? And then he said, well, my dear boys, where are you going? Oh, yeah, we're going home, we're getting married. Getting married. So what you will do? Our father said, we get married and we'll extend the creation. Help him out. Because Daksha Prajapati is extending creation. That was his mission. You know? Okay, we help out our father, extending our creation. We get married. Okay? Narada Muni said, well, so innocent you are. Let me ask you, My goodness, how will extend the creation? You are not properly educated. You are still innocent. I'll tell you. And Arjuna said, "Have you ever seen the extremity?" Srila Prabhupada translated like that. Have you seen the extremity of this world? Have you seen the extremity of this world? Adrishtvantam bhuvo yonam aho swargam karishyate. How you will extend the creation? You've not seen the end of this world. Vali Shabata Palaka is so foolish. You may become king, or you may be taking care of your kingdom, but you don't know. Basic point. You know there is one kingdom, and there is only one person living there. You know about it? No. How you will extend your creation? You know there is one river which flows both sides, this way and that way. Do you know about it? How you will extend your creation? My goodness. He asked 10 different questions. And Harishwar was totally lost. And they submitted, yes, we are totally foolish. What to do now? Arjuna said, wear the seven clothes and go to Alaswar. Join Hare Krishna movement. Yeah. How many of them? 10,000. Yes, 10,000 of them. So, because they were so innocent and foolish, Narada Muni showed his compassion to them and met them devotees. And more is happening. More is happening. And then the last is upeksha, dushatsu upeksha. I heard I guess it is a history. Sikandar, in English they call it, what's it called? Alexander. Huh? Alexander? Sikandar came, once he came to India. Is it going out of time? Anyway, let me finish this story. When Sikandar came to India from his country, where was his country? Greece, yes. When he started from there, his teacher said, "The Sikandar, you're going to India, whatever your mission is, I don't mind, but listen to this. In India, there are very elevated souls. Don't disturb them. If you disturb them, then you are doomed." That was his guru, you know, his teacher, he said that. And yeah, he heard this or not, he just went to India, and then he did what he wanted to do, rule over, and he didn't consider anybody anything. So after a long time, he remembered that, oh, my guru said this, that, who is that elevated soul? How he looks like? Where is he? So he started looking for the elevated souls in India, Mahatma, you know, great souls. So somebody said that, in Punjab, there was a Vatsyayan Rishi that time. So searching for him, he went there. And then he found the, you know, his ashram, but the Rishi was not there at the moment. He was gone to answer the call, nature's call, you know, taking bath and so. So he was looking around, and then he saw some little short man coming from in distance, and he went toward him. And as he was coming, he just, you know, Sikandar is a big guy, big fellow, you know. He was just stood right in front of him, blocking his way. And so the Vatsyayan Rishi, and he says, a strange fellow came. Who is this? He waited a few seconds, and he said, "Get out from here!" He was stopped immediately. Went to the side. He conquered, you know, so many countries simply by hearing, you know, this word, move aside. Narishi went to his ashram, and he followed him. all the way to the ashram. He went inside. He didn't look back. He went inside the room, hang his gopin, and then he came out and he said, "What brings you here?" He said, "I heard about you, and please tell me something." So Vatsyayana said, "It's enough. Death is on your head. Go immediately to your place." And he said, "How I know that death is in my head?" He said, third day from today, you will get a headache. That is death. You'll get a headache, then you realize, you make sure that you have done everything. That day you will die. That's it. Go immediately." He didn't want to tell anything. Because the instruction up from his guru, his teacher, was that don't bother them. As soon as he's bothered, he's doomed. So he realized, yeah, that's right. My teacher said right. So he goes home. And then all of his minister, his friends, all he told them, "Whatever money I have accumulated, bring right here in front of my palace. And I'm going to die." Because he said so. "I'm going to die day after tomorrow. And when you put me in the, arthi, coffin. When you put me on that, to carry him away, coffin. Leave my hands out. So the world can see that Sikandar has accumulated so much money, but at the end, he has to go empty hand." But what I want to say here is, as soon as one becomes envious of devotees, his life is doomed. So therefore, those who are dvishat, those who are envious of us, we should simply avoid them. Nothing to do, no discussion, no preaching, no Bhagavad Gita there. Nothing can be done. Simply avoid them. So thank you very much for tolerating my accent. I went out of time. I stop here. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Any questions? If there's any? No. Jai. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Yes. Okay, let me see.